This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, October 11th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A 24-year-old Afghan Christian woman in India could be sent back to Afghanistan after fleeing the country just days before the Taliban took Kabul. With her visa expiring in days, this Christian faces the dreaded possibility of being sent to one of the world's most dangerous countries for Christians, reports Morningstar News. Essen's conversion to Christianity was discovered by her Afghan neighbors in December 2020, when she was caught reading a Bible in her home. She said, quote, "They said, we will kill you," end quote. Then a few days later, Essen's family found a message on the gate of their home saying, quote, "Stop or we will kill you and your family," end quote. The family decided they had to flee Afghanistan. They applied for visas to travel to India, but they only had enough money to pay for Essen's flight. Please, pray that Essen will not be deported to Afghanistan. 1 John 5, verse 14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have toward God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us." Appearing on Sean Hannity's Fox talk show, former President Donald Trump argued against vaccine mandates and said if you had the COVID virus and recovered, you don't need to get the vaccine, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
If you get COVID, the China virus, you shouldn't have to be forced. They want to force people who have had it to have the vaccine, when in actuality, when you have it, you don't need the vaccine. You become immune. It is a natural immunity. Why are they forcing people to take the vaccine? Remember this, the drug companies make a lot of money, and they like it.
An obituary in the Oregonian that said a Washington state woman died after she was forced to receive the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 shot on August 26th has been confirmed. State health officials finally acknowledged the sad truth last Tuesday that the COVID shot killed 37-year-old mother Jessica Berg Wilson on September 7th, reports the Western Journal. The Washington State Department of Health admitted in a news release that she died from a blood clot. However, the state health agency assured people that the vaccine is safe and that its benefits outweigh its risks. In the obituary, her family described Jessica, the mother of two daughters aged 3 and 5, as, quote, "an exceptionally healthy and vibrant 37-year-old young mother with no underlying health conditions," end quote. They also said her life was ended because she was compelled through mandates to take a vaccine that she did not want and did not need. West Texas Intermediate crude futures, the U.S. oil benchmark, crossed $80 per barrel on Friday for the first time since November 2014 as demand rebounds while supply remains tight, reports CNBC. Hundreds of thousands of Christian students nationwide were encouraged to bring their Bibles to their government schools on October 7th as part of the annual Bring Your Bible to School Day, reports the Christian Post. Focus on the Family Program Manager Brett Eckleberry said the purpose of the occasion is to have students, quote, "read and treasure Scripture as God's holy word, to encourage others with the hope we have in Christ Jesus, and to celebrate our religious freedoms in the United States." This annual campaign empowers Christian students of all ages to speak God's grace and truth into the culture around them, starting with two simple steps: bringing their Bibles to schools and sharing what God's word means to them, end quote. Proverbs 30, verse 5 says, "Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in Him." And finally, a correction. In Friday's newscast, in the first paragraph of the last story, I mistakenly said that Leon Schwarzbaum was the Nazi SS guard on trial for indirectly contributing to the deaths of more than 3,000 people at a German concentration camp during World War II. However, as I properly identified the guard in a subsequent paragraph, his name is Joseph S. Schwarzbaum, whose parents and uncle tragically died in Auschwitz, was there at the trial in the audience, reports Reuters. My confusion resulted from the fact that they were both 100 years old. Please forgive the error. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, October 11th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.